I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thanks for being here. A publicist, the president of the United States, the president's son, and a pop star named Iman from Azerbaijan. These are some of the players in the latest bizarre chapter in the Trump-Russia election story, and these characters are all connected. Here's that pop star Iman last year after his friend Donald Trump won the presidency. He's wishing Trump well in a video message.
Mr. Trump, 2 years ago, you've sent me your best wishes for my birthday, and I thank you very much for it. And I want to take this opportunity to say congratulations. You did it. I never doubted you for 1 second. You've been on my desk. I've been watching the entire election. You're an absolute winner. You proved everybody wrong. It's incredible. Congratulations.
And when he says Trump has been on his desk, he's pointing to a Trump bobblehead. Yes, it is all quite bizarre. But the story is perhaps the closest anyone's gotten to anything resembling a smoking gun when it comes to allegations of collusion between Trump's campaign and Russia. David Korn is Washington bureau chief for Mother Jones. He's been writing about Donald Trump Jr.'s release of an email chain setting up that meeting with a Russian lawyer.
The emails show that Rob Goldstone, who's a talent manager for a Russian pop star who goes by the name Emin, that Rob Goldstone, who knows the Trumps because they all worked together at Miss Universe 2013, and he helped broker the deal that led it to be held in Moscow, he sends an email to Donald Trump Jr. saying, hey, Emin tells me that his dad, Aris Egerlarov, who happens to be a Russian oligarch, a big developer in Moscow who is close to Putin, that the Russian government has dirt on Hillary Clinton. They want to help Donald Trump win. What's the best way to get this to your campaign? And in subsequent emails, Donald Trump Jr. works out with Rob Goldstone how to talk to Emin about this and how to set up a meeting where this information would be transmitted to the Trump campaign.
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary. And it's an email chain that Donald Trump Jr. is now bringing attention to. I mean, there's a lot more to the Rob Goldstone Amon story that we'll get to in a moment. But it's illegal to conspire with a foreign adversary to influence or undermine an election. So what's necessary to demonstrate that Donald Trump Jr. crossed a legal line on collusion with Russia?
I am not a lawyer and I don't play one on the radio. I know as a journalist, you're free to accept, you know, information from any source, from any place, whatever, that may be negative. If you have a hand in generating that information, then you get into more legally dicey issues. Well, I do know in the past there have been campaigns that have been approached from foreign sources with negative information about their candidates, and they've said, no, don't come in the door. We're going to tell the FBI, we're going to tell the other campaign that you're messing around. This also tracks with those memos that Christopher David Steele produced. His first memo, dated June 20th, said that the Trump campaign was getting negative information on Hillary Clinton from the Russians.
And Steele was the kind of former spy in the UK who did the digging that ended up in the FBI, NSA, CIA report, correct?
Some of it. He produced what's called the dossier. I'll take a little bit of credit and say I was the first person to write about his memos before the election. And those memos, which he was doing on behalf of a opposition research firm looking for negative information on Donald Trump, have been dismissed by Trump defenders as nothing more than a hoax and bad intelligence. Of course, there was salacious information and talk about the Russians having blackmail material on Donald Trump and them. And that's what they're best known for. But in those memos, he did say that there was a transmission of negative information about Hillary Clinton to the Trump campaign.
Let's talk about Rob Goldstone now. A lot of people heard this name for the first time yesterday, but you've been following his story for a while. We know he's a former British tabloid journalist. He's the president of this marketing company called We2 Entertainment. He's worked with the Miss Universe pageant. What set you on his trail in the first place?
Well, I've been working on a book about the Russian hack. And so I've been digging deep into the Miss Universe event, which was really one of Donald Trump's only successful ventures in Russia. He's tried many times to develop condos, hotels there. Every effort has failed or flopped or floundered. But Miss Universe did happen in 2013. And one reason it happened was Rob Goldstone. Rob Goldstone helped bring Miss Universe to the Egerlarovs and Moscow for Donald Trump. And that partnership between Trump and the Egerlarovs led to further discussions about big Trump projects in Moscow.
Yeah, and then Emin, the singer, and Donald Trump, who is now president, become pretty friendly, apparently.
They become bosom buddies. I mean, Donald Trump appears in Emin videos.
Emin, I can't believe you're turning 35. You're getting older all the time. But you're a winner, you're a champ, you're great at real estate, and boy, can you entertain.
They seem to have a warmth, actually. And so Goldstone is kind of in the middle of all this, helping run the relationships while he's managing Emin.
Right. Well, there's this photo of Donald Trump before he was president, seated at this celebratory dinner in Las Vegas with Emin and Goldstone. And I got to say, just looking at that photo, I couldn't help but think of that moment early on in The Godfather where Don Corleone is getting some of that singer Johnny Fontaine stardust on him. He's going to make him a star. Now Trump is in the White House. You've been covering Washington politics for decades. You've seen a lot that I'm sure has gobsmacked you. What is this moment reminiscent of for you?
You know, there's been something really curious and strange about the whole thing. And now we find out that the Russian government was trying to help the Trump campaign with negative information, and they were using a pop star as a go-between. But, it makes sense because I think probably the Russian who Trump is closest to in a personal and business way would be Emin Egerlarov and his father, Aris.
David Korn, Mother Jones, Washington Bureau Chief. Great to have you on the show again. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.